Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. She will update us on health challenges to watch out for during the fall season. Lisa?
The fall season, we usually think of things like pumpkin spice, turning leaves, and finally cooler temperatures. But something that I don't think a lot of producers and veterinarians always monitor is some of the increases to herd health challenges that we can see in fall months. So how do we know there's challenges? If you view the swine disease reporting system out of Iowa State and the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project out of University of Minnesota, both show historical trends in increased case numbers for both PRRS and PED. Just two of the diseases that are monitored within that system. So why do we see that? Well, cooler temperatures can lead to increased pathogen survivability. So that means PRRS and PED last longer than they would in the dead of summer temperatures. We also see other events that could lead to herd health challenges, such as manure pumping. There's been recent studies that show manure removal can cause a PRRS outbreak on farm. And while manure removal is a critical part of any farm operation, there are things that we can do to help prevent that challenge. The research that was performed was done by Dr. Daniel Linares out of Iowa State University to try to identify what the risks are for manure pumping and how that could lead to the introduction of pathogens into a wean to harvest farm. The study really characterized the pumping practices, the pig age, or other site characteristics that could lead to those increased risks. What they found was that disease introduction, so PRRS in this instance, could directly happen during and after the pit manure pump out process. The objectives of the study were one, identifying those risk factors for disease onset at wean to finish following manure application, and two, what's the frequency of detection after manure application? What the study found was that estimated that PRRS and a PED typically occurred within 4 weeks after manure pumping. And if a herd was near a farm or near a field that was pumping, they were also more likely to see a PRRS outbreak. What does that mean for management of farms? Well, what this means is there are increased odds of a PRRS outbreak, and this study does confirm that. Also, the age of the pig matters. Nursery pigs were more likely to have an outbreak than grow finish pigs, and farms that have been under 10 weeks placed also saw an increased chance of a PRRS outbreak right after manure pumping. There are things that producers can do to focus on biosecurity to reduce this risk. For example, you could delay the timing of pumping around your farm, if possible, until after pigs are placed at least 4 to 16 weeks. You could also halt manure pumping during nursery or movement times and transition when animals are moving, but then also make sure you have clean and disinfected equipment that you're bringing to the farm. And that includes having clothing and footwear that are farm dedicated or clean and disinfected that your manure application folks are wearing. All of these things can really reduce the risk of pumping at the farm. If you're contracting, a lot of these measures also apply. Having clean and disinfected equipment, and also, if possible, having downtime between farms, again, to really reduce that chance of pathogen or disease spread. So while fall can be a fun time for a lot of things in our lives, it also can be a challenge for swine health. And these are things that SCHIC is investigating to help producers reduce the chance of disease introduction into your farm and maintain a happy and healthy herd.